Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As protests continue across Iran, only Christ can bring lasting peace and hope to desperate citizens. Then, a ministry leader points out gratitude as a vital spiritual discipline. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, what started as economic frustration may now be momentum. Protesters in Iran, mostly shopkeepers and students, were in the streets again on Wednesday for the fourth day in a row, calling out Iranian leadership for economic failures and abuse of power. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
it just feels a little bit different. I mean, these demonstrations are becoming very widespread. It's going outside of Tehran, which is the main city. And so it's literally becoming a wave across the entire country. The people are calling for regime change right now, which is frightening to the regime.
Persians living around the world are watching this moment closely, especially Persian Christians who are praying for revival in their nation. Unknown Nations works with some of these believers to advance the gospel through technology and underground means.
We do have influence with the underground church inside of Iran, but most of the training and equipping goes on outside of Iran. I was at a couple of conferences in Europe just recently with all kinds of Persian leaders. And they are excited. They are praying. They are white hot for the gospel.
Please pray for Iranians to know Christ's hope and for God's will in Iran. Meanwhile, a new U.S. travel ban takes effect today. This update to an earlier June ban now includes 19 countries whose citizens have full restrictions and limits on entry to the U.S. Haiti has been on that list since June, but the new rules remove several exceptions that had provided some breathing room. Here's Kate Michelle with Radio TV 4VEH, a partner ministry of Transworld Radio that serves Haiti.
So in general, this new ban makes it very complicated for Haitian families who have family members already in the U.S. And that's the case for many, many families in Haiti.
January 1st also marks Haiti's Independence Day. But developments like this travel ban take a toll on hope.
People are looking for a better life. They're looking for meaning. They're looking for ways to take care of their family.
And that's why 4VEH is beginning a Read Through the Bible in a Year program alongside its regular programs to help Haitians stand firm in Scripture.
We would invite you to pray with us for the gospel message to be proclaimed across Haiti and beyond, that as people are feeling unwanted, that they will get a sense that God is offering them hope.
Finally, you may be looking ahead to the new year, but don't forget to look back, too. Dr. Jen Murph with the MENA Leadership Center explains that pausing to thank God is more than a good idea for Christians.
Gratitude reorients us from self-sufficiency to God-dependence.
Yet for people carrying heavy responsibilities, it can be tempting to rush past gratitude.
One of the things that we struggle with as leaders is becoming results-driven. We have this mindset of always thinking about what's next, and we're not pausing to acknowledge what God has done.
Dr. Murph says giving thanks is a spiritual discipline. It opens our eyes to God's provision. When she reflects on what God has done and where the MENA Leadership Center is headed,
I'm completely blown away because God is a God of multiplication. We have completed 19 courses this year. We have reached 2,247 leaders across 41 nations over the past few years.
In 2025, the ministry built new partnerships and is now positioned to train leaders in a new country, Pakistan. Join them in thanking God and praying for continued open doors, provision, and stamina for ministry. And then remember and thank God for what He has done in your life in ministry this year. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.